Greetings, everyone. Dr. Joe here. I wanted to take a moment to give you some instructions before you start this walking meditation. The walk for the world. We've discovered that the more you understand what you're doing and why you're doing it, the practical, the application, the how gets easier. So before we begin, I want to spend a few moments with you to help you understand what you're about to do. Especially since some of you have never done a walking meditation. To start, there are four types of traditional meditations. There's the seated meditation, the lying down meditation, the standing meditation, and the walking meditation. This meditation is a combination of a standing and walking meditation. During the meditation, I'll be guiding you the entire way. So just simply follow the instructions because this is a guided meditation. If your mind wanders, just come back and continue. You'll start this meditation in the standing position with your eyes closed. Now, I know that most people are not used to standing still in a public place with their eyes closed. And it's important for you to feel safe enough to do that. So if you're doing this meditation in a group, albeit small or large, stand together near each other so you feel safe. And be part of the flock. The school, the herd. And if you're doing it by yourself, simply find a place where you can be alone in private so that you feel safe enough to close your eyes. Next, it's important for you to remember that when you start this meditation, you start standing up with your eyes closed, both hands over your heart, so that you can disconnect from the stimulation of your outer world in order to go within. There'll be some instructions when you're standing up with your eyes closed, and that's for you to change your internal state. For that time, I want you to forget about your outside world. Then there'll be a change in the music, and this will be the first walking portion of the meditation. I'll instruct you to open your eyes before you start walking. So you'll do this part of the meditation walking with your eyes open, not closed. Now, in our research, we've discovered that when you open your awareness to the space around you, your brain can move into trance. So as you walk, keep your awareness on a bubble of space around you, sensing that space and opening your awareness in order to move into trance. It's one of the most effective ways to help you change your state. It's important that you don't look at anyone or let your eyes wander or for you to be distracted. It's also important for you to walk as it. And to embody the energy of change. So to walk as it is to embody change, that energy of change. You'll walk for a period of time, and then the music will change again. And I'm going to ask you to stop walking, close your eyes again, and go within. Like the first time you were standing, you'll be asked to place your hands over your heart and disconnect from your outer world, and put more of your attention on your inner world and to recalibrate your state without being distracted by your outer world. Simply follow the instructions to the best of your ability with your eyes closed, standing up. Once that's completed, the music will change again, and I'm going to ask you to walk as it with your eyes open one more time, embodying the energy of change, and to become everything you would love to see in the world, that is change, that you as the individual represent the whole. For example, if you want the world to be more kind, then you must become kind. If you want the world to become more loving, you must become love. As you walk with your eyes open, remember to keep your awareness on that bubble of space around your head or your body in order to stay in trance. The music will change again, and when you finish that walk, one last time, I'll instruct you to stop, close your eyes, stay standing up, place your hands over your heart, and go within. Then the meditation will be over. So to review, it's standing with your eyes closed, then walking with your eyes open, then you'll stop walking again and close your eyes, standing up to recalibrate your inner state, and then you'll open your eyes and walk again until the end. At the end, I'll ask you to stop walking, close your eyes, place your hands over your heart one more time. There'll be a few minutes with your eyes closed, standing up. I think there's an energy when we make up our mind to change something about ourselves or our lives. When we truly make up our mind to change, in a sense, we come out of our resting state and we start thinking about another possibility. And we set an intention to arrive at that experience. And if we can set that intention and couple it with an emotion, we're changing our state of being. Now it's not that we're just becoming aware of that new possibility, but we feel like that possibility can actually happen. When we feel the emotion ahead of the experience, we're giving our body a taste of that future experience before it happens. And by coming out of our resting state, we're being defined in that moment by a future. So it's important for you then, in this walking meditation, to change your energy, to become the very change you would love to see take place in the world. And it's for you to remember that the end of this walk is just the beginning, that it's not enough to pray for peace or meditate on peace. There have been numerous studies that have shown during peace-gathering projects that crime rates go down, car accidents diminish, violence goes down. But when these people that are meditating leave the city, leave the location, in time everything returns back to the same. So it's important for you to become the prayer, to demonstrate the prayer, and show the world what love would do, what greatness would look like, how to walk in dignity, to walk in honor, to walk empowered, to walk free. This is the way that we give people permission to do the same. You are part of the whole. You are wholeness in parts, and when you change, the whole changes. When you change, everything changes. To be part of a collective consciousness that values love, kindness, care, truth, justice, and joy, to live in the grace of gratitude, to be creative, and to live in freedom and abundance, is a way to show hope for the world. Maybe we can collectively make the change instead of waiting for the world to change. In other words, if we change enough people, can we change the world? That is an emergent consciousness. And the current problems in the world, albeit many, must be resolved from a greater level of consciousness than the consciousness that has created them. I hope you enjoy.